Thanks, Damo. Pleasure to be here.
Been a while since we caught up. Been a lot of news going on in the land of shooting, including the Victorian government and the Commonwealth Games. We'll touch on that a little bit later on. January 18, what can you tell me about that? The Australian Nationals, you and your brother walked away having cleaned the whole lot up.
Yeah, so brother and I were quite fortunate. We had the National Championships and Commonwealth titles in Echuca at the start of this year, which was a part of our shooting selections program. Brother did real well. He won his second national title and his first Commonwealth overall title in the skeet. And I was quite fortunate enough to win the national Australian trap title the next day after him. So it was quite good to see that we both won national titles at the same event. We believe we're the only pair of brothers to do it as well. So make a bit of history there as well.
I was about to say, Nathan, there wouldn't be too many brothers that have achieved that feat.
Yeah, I don't think there has been. Yeah, well, in Australia, so yeah, we're quite happy with how we did.
I'll put you on the spot. Who's the better shot?
It's pretty hard to tell because we both shoot different events.
So okay.
If we both shot the same event, I'd definitely be stirring the pot and trying to see what he'd say. But yep. At the moment, we can't really say who's better than each other. But he's shot a world record in the ISSF skeet, and I've won two junior world championships. So I'd say we're pretty close on each other.
I reckon it's probably a dead heat. What's your next big event, Nath?
So I've got the Australian Down the Line Championships in Wagga Wagga at the end of March. I was fortunate enough to make the Open Men's team, so I'll be up there shooting for about 3 or 4 days.
Yep.
And then I have a selection shoot in Sydney for ISSF Trap, which was the event that I won in Echuca.
So these steps towards the Commonwealth Games in three years' time?
Not so much at the moment.
Yep.
Because we will have a selection about a year out before the Commonwealth Games in
2026. Yep.
So at the moment, it's not really any steps towards the Commonwealth Games, but it's definitely good just to get up there and try to push yourself to the absolute limit and prove to yourself that if you're doing well now, you can do it when it comes to crunch time. So,
Well, you yourself have heard, we all know Victoria's officially applied for the Commonwealth Games in 2026, and there's been talk of regional areas. The Mildura Gun Club, which you're a huge part of, is one of those sporting clubs in regional Victoria, Nathan, that could hold a Commonwealth Games-style event.
Yeah, Mildura would be able to host it without a problem, and we're the only club in Australia that at the moment that has the shot stop wall, which gives visibility not only for the shooter, but for the viewer, so in the crowd. So it'll be brilliant to see if Mildura gets it. There is also some other good candidates. There was Melbourne Gun Club in Lilydale that hosted the last shooting event for Commonwealth Games in Australia in 2006, which was the Melbourne game.
Yep.
They did a fantastic job hosting it back there. So it'll be a pretty big bidding war, I'd say, for who will get it, because also where we shot our national championships in Echuca, that's the official state ground of Victoria.
So, okay.
There's going to be three clubs up the grads to get this event, and I really hope that Mildura can push it over the line and get it, because it's a fantastic club, and we've had a lot of people from the metro area shoot, and they absolutely love it here. So I reckon it'll be a massive thing for the town and just for shooting in general if we got it here.
Well, you already hold some. You've had former Olympic champions and everyone shoot down there. And like you said, you're the only gun club in Australia that's got that shot net. I know a lot of people have driven down the river there and gone, what the hell is that? And when you explain it to them, they just, it's a pretty mean feat of engineering on its own, Nathan.
Yeah, it's a big thing to see. And it's a real eye-opener. Like, it just grabs attention and people want to know what it is. And as soon as they see that wall, they go, well, what's it for? And then that's how you get people into clay shooting. They come and have a look and go, oh, that's what it's for. So,
Nathan, last time I spoke to you, you had started you'd started sort of a business called Stay on Target. It was for the corporate package or people that hadn't tried it before. Have you got that up and off the ground and running pretty well?
Yeah, so at the moment I've been advertising it fairly hard on social media, and we've got a few bookings and got some people coming out trying our clay shooting, so it's slowly getting off the ground, which is a lot better from when I last spoke to you. So, I'm pretty happy with how it's going, and hopefully we'll get some more bookings and get more people out there trying shooting and having some fun.
Well, that was the whole charter of the idea, wasn't it? To try and attract people that wouldn't normally look at it or have, you know, a bit hesitant about it. It's good to see you're starting to get bookings, and you're going to find... You'll have a little retention rate out of the people, and you'll end up getting club members.
Yeah, exactly right, and that's one of the main plans, a part of Stay on Target. Like, we want to start the next generation of junior shooters, so we're really hoping to get a few kids started with shooting again. Because when I started out when I was about 14, we had about 30 of us young kids shooting. At the moment, there's a few young ones there, but it'd be brilliant to see see the numbers increase and get the next generation started.
Well, we have come out, as you'll agree with me, we have come out of a pretty weird 2 years, 2.5 years. So things are starting to come back to normal, and I expect those numbers will grow, mate.
Yeah, I hope so too, and you're exactly right there. We've had a very rough, everything's been rough for everybody with the last past 2 years, so hopefully all the COVID stuff's gone by the end of this year, we can get back to how things were.
No, nothing's better been said out of anybody for the last 12 months, Nathan. Now, I'm almost out of time. You have a great shot. You have a great weekend at your next event. And
thank you.
The time's going to go quick, Nathan. We will stay in touch, no doubt, on the sideline view. And, you know, let's hope we can get you and your brother into that Commonwealth Games team for 2026.
It'll be bloody brilliant if we got there.
I'd think if you keep going the way the both of you are, you should be somewhere around the mark, I'd reckon.
Hopefully.
Nathan, don't work too hard during the week. You take care, stay safe, and we'll definitely chat soon on the program, mate.
No worries, we'll do. Have a good one, Damo.
See you, Nathan.
Ta.